Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Immediately following the death of Nikola Tesla, Dr. John Trump, an electrical engineer with the National Defense Research Committee of the Office of Scientific Research and Development, and interestingly, President Donald Trump's uncle, was called in to analyze the Tesla papers. After only 3 days, John Trump officially concluded that Tesla's work was primarily speculative and did not include workable methods. We are then told that most of Tesla's papers disappeared, but his work most definitely quietly continued. Heavily funded military projects studying the Tesla particle beam are reported, but more interesting than that is the mystery of systems in rotation. Spin. Although everything down to the electron seems to be spinning, there is no official study on the science of spin or rotation. But there are fragments and clues that suggest major governments have been secretly studying the science of rotation ever since World War II, calling it hyperdimensional physics or torsion physics. Bruce De Palma's spinning ball experiment from 1977 is simple enough for anyone to repeat. Two steel balls are repeatedly launched with equal force. One is spinning, the other is not. The spinning ball consistently flies higher and falls faster than the other. This is in direct violation of both Newton's laws and Einstein's relativity. Modern science cannot account for this energy. The top secret so-called Nazi Bell project allegedly involved two counter-rotating cylinders and produced anti-gravity UFO-like effects. And now, the U.S. Navy appears to be going public with this science. They claim to control inventions that change the fabric of reality. A mysterious Dr. Salvatore Cesar Paez has filed 4 patents, of which the U.S. Navy is the assignee. They appear to be technology for what we would popularly describe as UFOs. And they are all based upon harvesting energy from the spinning of electromagnetic fields. These patents look very similar to what whistleblowers claim have been in production for years by weapons manufacturers such as Lockheed Martin Skunk Works. The same UFO-like craft that whistleblowers claim are being prepared to stage a fake alien invasion. After decades of deep misinformation, secrecy, and corruption, why bring this powerful technology out into the open today? The chief technical officer of the Naval Aviation Enterprise claims that the U.S. needs these patents because the Chinese are already investing significantly in these technologies. So are they rolling all this out into the public to prepare us for a space age war with China? The subtext to all this, of course, is that there is no energy crisis. Only more lies and deceit. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Fight.
www.NicolaTesla.com.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcasting worldwide in defiance of globalist tyranny on April 14th, 2021. And I'm very thankful you've joined us on this live Wednesday broadcast. We have extremely good news here. You have to understand, I put out all the bad news so that people can be aware of what's happening and make preparation to defeat it, because I believe in you. I believe in history. I believe in your destiny, because I believe in God that made us. And I've seen it with my own eyes, the power of taking action, why the enemy's so scared of you and your family and your will and your soul and your commitment. But man, is the New World Order nasty? Are they moving on all fronts? And are they killing and maiming a lot of people right now? And so many folks out there that even mean well, like Dr. Rand Paul, like Trump, still don't even get the full picture, but they're starting to get more of it. And if they get the full picture, if the general public even gets part of the picture, it's game over for the New World Order. Let me tell you what we got for you. Everyone is starting to call out Fauci as a fraud, and mainstream news is now reporting that he ran the Wuhan lab, which they're now confirming is where COVID-19 came from. Absolutely huge. And then people say, well, I thought you said COVID's not that deadly, but they want to own it. And they want to have version 1 and version 2 and version 3. They've got super deadly versions. This was just the drill. So that's their ace in the hole. When we come out and say this isn't that deadly, if you have the normal vitamins and minerals, yeah. But it's got tricks up its sleeve, too. It's a mutagenic virus, 5 different viruses. So we're going to lay all that out today. But it's not just Newsweek coming out and saying it last year. Now it's the Daily Caller a few days ago, the Washington Times today as well. Is Dr. Fauci the father of the pandemic? Wow. What have I said? Bill Gates and Fauci are the fathers. And I said Fauci, when it comes to this operation, is in command. Gates is above him in the overall scientific globalist directive. But honchoing the operation is Fauci. Whatever he says is taken by the UN and the Chi-Coms as law. He's the guy calling the shots. He's the field marshal. He's the top guy. And I've told you that ad nauseum. And now the Pentagon is coming out and the CDC is saying it. And so there's something big going on where the revolution inside the deep state is definitely happening. We've got that, and I'm going to cover that at the bottom of the hour. I'm actually going to read the Washington Times article. It is huge. We're going to link to it up on InfoWars.com in the full broadcast show page today. There's more and more. I'm not just going to have the full show feed there. We're always adding an article or a link or two. We're going to be adding more and more. I talk about during the show every day to that page. We're going to add a link to this report and also a piece of it. We also have something I've talked about for 3 days, but I haven't detailed on air because I ended up perseverating on other issues. And that is another bombshell nightmare, enemy battle plan, another war plan. Cyber Polygon 2021 globalist run simulation of a coming cyber pandemic to prepare for global reset. We're going to be going over all of that today. Hopefully try to get General Flynn on soon to give his expert take on it. And then we've got the big enchilada. If you go to Infowars.com, you'll see the big show page. We give each broadcast, you know, a name. What I think the top story is when we go live. And it's just this. Polls show America is turning against Biden. And these are scientific establishment polls that are normally very, very skewed. And they're still skewed. Where they oversample Democrats by about 15%, depending on the poll. But even the skewed polls show the majority of Americans think Joe Biden stole the election. Because it's true. And so the globalists and the leftist arm of the New World Order, they can all day say that it's racist to want ID to vote. But Americans understand that if they want us to have an ID to leave our house and a computer scan to go in a restaurant, which we shouldn't have, sure as hell, when you go to do banking or get insurance or vote, that's about your identity, that you want that ID. If we're going to have IDs, period, then you want them for this. But notice they wave for the illegal aliens getting on planes, getting flown to the interior of the U.S. where no ID is shown, which is a sign of true criminality. And you have the FBI, quote, waving the law, which they can't do. And that's coming up later. I mean, to say we have bombshell footage, if I don't build this up properly, no one even cares. It's all on band on video. We don't just have 36 women getting off a bus, all pregnant with anchor babies, 9 months pregnant. We don't just have what's obviously cartel-type operatives with holy death tattoos all over them with little kids saying that they're kids and lying to customs and then being let through without IDs. Now we've got a bunch of girls ages 12 to 18, they told our undercover person who's a law enforcement off duty with us. They told us at the airport in McAllen, Texas yesterday that they're being shipped to men who signed up online to get them around the country, and they're waved through by Border Patrol, not TSA, to be put on airplanes and flown to these people. And we have video that we got last week of the men bragging that they're there to pick up women. I'm going to say that again. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, no adults except one 18-year-old girl who said her job is to fly to different flights every day. That's her handing out the materials. She's 18, she told the undercover police officer we have, that they are going all over the United States with these children. Most of them female, some male. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching stuff you imagine only in movies where they're handing off year-old babies. And a woman's like, it's my baby. And it's a woman with devil tattoos all over. And then she just hands it off to somebody on the other side. No paperwork's checked, and they just disappear. And then the same woman is driving fake taxis and getting out of other vehicles and running everything. She's at all hours of the day. Yeah, that's her. That's Holy Death's little messenger. And she had taxi plates on this, taxi stuff on this. They ran the plates, and it's not a taxi. But here she is. And boy, is she getting tired of us. She's really going to love it when I come down there in a couple days. She's like, hey, what are you filming me for? Yeah, lady, we're filming. You better believe it. And folks are like, well, you better watch out. You know, MS-13, that's where tattoos are. You better watch. Hey, you know what? We'll let God decide our destiny. How about that? How about all you that are into fear? You just live in fear. Speaking of fear, the FBI yesterday morning raided one of our crew members. I'll tell you about that coming up next segment. And the media is just in ecstasy. Oh, my God, we're so close to arresting Jones. We want to shut down InfoWars. Think about that. It's not just take us off the Internet, not try to block our bank accounts. Now it's we want Jones in jail. He masterminded the Capitol attacks. You've been hearing that since it happened a few months ago, 3 months ago. And now they're just fixing the intelligence to go in line with all of that. You want to see my breakdown of it? It's at band.video. I shot a 10-minute report on it last night, breaking InfoWars reporter Sam arrested for covering January 6th Capitol riot, Montoya. So I talked to Sam's dad yesterday. He was here. Guess what he's charged with? They said making loud utterances Remember when I was there 2 years ago and ran into Sundar Pichai and I said, hey, Google's evil. You're running death camps in China. You're giving them our technology. How dare you? About like that. And then the Capitol Police officer says, stop it. You may be charged with disrupting Congress if you continue. Now, Code Pink can fall down and chain themselves and they can yell and scream. And the Democrats can call for burning down buildings and they did all over the country last night. That's loving and good. But, you know, I just say, hey, how dare you build slave camps in China? How dare you lie to Congress and say that you're not spying on the American people, Sundar? But be quiet. We can charge you with disrupting. It's a new law we have. They charged Owen Schroyer with it last year, and they're trying to put him in jail for it. Remember when he got arrested for silently protesting inside the Capitol Rotunda? Well, they dropped that. But the other one was when he said that, hey, the impeachment of Trump is a fraud, and he walked out of the Congress area. He got in the door. They let him in. And then they put him in jail, and they charged him with that. Well, Sam had 30 FBI rating and is charged for something that's literally raising his voice. That's right. That's the new America. But the left can burn down the cities.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What, did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Points if we talk about what's going on. But they've had all the major mainstream media, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, all of them, approach people and offer them money to lie about us. They've had the big tabloids do it. They have done Facebook scan searches on anybody that even ever took a photo with me. People that take selfies, if I'm randomly at a restaurant, these women will get a call from the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, saying, you have a relationship with Alex Jones. They go, no, I don't know Alex Jones. I mean, I met him once, took a photo with him with my husband. They go, okay, well, we heard he raped you. And they go, no, this is preposterous. And we then get calls from these people and have confirmed it. So thousands of people are called by the savage criminal operators of just actual leftist intelligence agency crime lords. And then they control the FBI and order the FBI to then go and reverse engineer it. Like I saw a CNN article, Gates attended parties with drugs, and it'd be some huge party in Miami or a big hotel suite party. And the women went to the media to say he was really nice and he didn't give us money and we didn't even see him using drugs. The woman said, I saw him take a pill once, but he was really nice. And the women were all 25, 30, but that's at the end of the article. And then other women go, yeah, I'm getting offered money to say Gates did something to me. And it's not that Gates is perfect. He's a rich kid. He's a smart guy. He's admitted he's a party animal. Hell, he's for drug legalization. And I'm not endorsing any of that, but I'm not a hypocrite. I've never been a drug problem person, but I've been, I'm pretty much an alcoholic off and on. So we all have our problems. And instead it's like, oh, Matt Gates, you know, Matt Gates is a child trafficker. And, of course, it's all built around some jet somebody rented. And was there a 17-year-old woman 3 years ago on the plane? And then they admit that the Justice Department people called him and shook him down for $25 million. And they go on CNN on Chris Cuomo and admit that they asked for $25 million. And Gates said, screw you, I've done anything wrong. Meanwhile, where's all the arrests on Lolita Express with Bill Clinton and Hillary and Bill Gates on the plane with 14-year-old girls that were commandeered and brought in and then intimidated, and most of them from foreign countries, threatened with deportation? Where is that? Because let me tell you, they caught Matt Gates on Lolita Express with I'd say, throw him out of Congress. Send him to prison. I don't care if he's got an R before his name. I mean, I think he's a smart guy. I like him. I hope he's a good guy. He looks like a super wasp frat boy. Not my particular favorite type of people, but that's okay. I'm more of your caveman Texas type. Some people don't like me. But that's what we got going on here. And Sam Montoya has been here 3 years. And he's a good guy. And as I always do, I lay out on air what really happened from my perspective. And then the FBI reverse engineers it and finds out every damn thing I said was dead on. But my lawyers and people are like, I would not talk about this at all. Oh, just so it's all over the news, then they can lie and say I sent him in there and he had flamethrowers and hand grenades and cut Pelosi's head off. I'm not going to sit there and wait for that crap. So here's what happened. Everybody wanted to go to D.C. It had a carnival atmosphere. And I told Harrison Smith and Sam and others, I said, no, you can go on the next trip. I need you here to do the shows while we're all there and to cut to us live. Well, Sam, who almost fired for it, but he's a likable guy, so I didn't do it, but he came this close, went around me and said, well, if Alex isn't going to send me, I'm going to go with the MyPillow people. And he got press passes, White House press passes from them for the main event. And then I find out later he's in the Capitol that day and got the footage. They're like, Sam got footage of the woman being killed. And I had a huge meltdown on the rooftop, started cussing at people. I said, I ain't supposed to be in Austin running things. He's got footage. And I go, yeah, here it is already on Twitter. Then I go, why is it on Twitter and not on us? What the hell? And then Sam talks to me the next day, and I go, Sam, you're probably going to get in a lot of trouble, even though you didn't do anything. As a journalist, did you do anything wrong in there? He goes, no, it's fun. Everything's fine. I said, that's not the case, Sam, but we'll see. And here we are a couple months, 3 months later, and you see what's unfolding since January 6th. 30 FBI agents show up at his house, batter down the door. So we talk to him. And take him away, and then I get the indictment affidavit, and it's for disrupting the Capitol, the same thing they threatened to charge me with for yelling at Sundar Pichai. And you know what? If I have to yell at that guy in the halls of Congress that you're a liar and you run death camps and you won't give the Pentagon the technology, but you give the Chinese that, I deserve a pat on the back for that, not threatened with prison. And I did it. So if he's going to go to prison for what he did, I deserve to go to prison for confronting Sundar. And I say, that's not justice, that's tyranny. So I've watched, and I watched it again last night, the whole 45 minutes he shot live in there that he then archived with his terrible headline of Patriot Storm the Thing on demand.video. And we left it there because it's a record of what happened. And the video of the woman getting shot. Remember, we had the first footage out of that because Sam was there and did it all. So then I got to interrogate some people here last night and check their messages and make damn sure when I tell you the story, it's what the truth is. And I said, I thought they had to stay and run the shows. Well, he told me he was going with the MyPillow people, and if he got footage, you'd give it to us, and maybe we reimburse him, maybe ask for receipts or something. And I said, so again, as usual, no one does what I tell them. That's why I blow up. And I shouldn't blow up. And I'm like, hey, go shoot here at the Migrant Catholic Center. And then it's, we're getting over here. I got to learn to not blow up. But I usually have reasons for all this, like I needed crew here. Plus, Sam is not that experienced. He's a video editor, low-level camera guy, been here 3 years. And I'd say he's, second string. He's a great guy, but he's not gotten trained up to that point. It takes time. And sure enough, he went on his own volition, went in there. And I don't say that to I didn't tell him to go in there even. No, I didn't, but it doesn't matter. He didn't do anything wrong. But of course I told our crew, do not go in the Capitol. Once I saw what happened, and it was already happening. And then I learned with horror that Sam had been in the building. And then I had to sit there and watch all the tape of it to make sure he didn't do anything wrong, because I'd have fired him if he did. And I was this close, and I said, Sam's a nice guy. I'm not gonna fire him. And then I got to learn that his family member, we know who it is, because he told us how she won't even come to family dinners because he's a conservative and his dad is. They're big Trump supporters. His family member, one of his siblings, won't even come to dinner with him for years because of Trump. Sam's a big Trump supporter. You see Sam at the RNC 5 years ago talking to me, shaking my hand in videos that Eric Andre shot. So, he's been around. He's a big fan. And so we're praying for him. We support him. He's in jail for raising his voice in the Capitol. And they've got the quotes about, woo-woo, America standing up, all this stuff. But he was wearing two hats. He's a journalist. He had a presidential media pass. He thought the president was going there. The police opened the doors and waved him in. That's why he went in and covered it. He got the footage of the woman dying. You had other mainstream media there. So they have to all be indicted if he's indicted. It's all a fraud, in a hope, obviously, to keep him in jail for a nonviolent offense, to try to have him turn state's evidence and make stuff up about me so they can put me in prison and shut down InfoWars. And that's their admitted goal. And so I have God on my side. I have zero fear. And I just worry about poor Sam. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are... are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Show. So there are now hundreds of news articles proliferating like mushrooms going, oh, Alex Jones is going to get arrested. Alex Jones is finally going to get it. We're going to shut him up. He sent in one of his reporters to attack the Capitol, the most vicious attack on the U.S. since Pearl Harbor. They know they're actually saying that this was as bad as Pearl Harbor. Asinine. And meanwhile, Sam Wateya did nothing wrong. And I understand he wanted to be at the Capitol. I understand he wanted to go up there. And I understand that he went around us and went with the MyPillow caravan. And he got incredible footage. And here's footage of him shot by him that the FBI's used to indict him. Long after the doors are knocked down, after the police have waved people in, there's photos that they use in his indictment of him between the velvet ropes.
So if you're a TV viewer, you see Sam, who's a great guy. And I'm not mad at Sam. It's just that if I'm going to tell you what happened that day, that's what happened. And it doesn't matter because what he did is not illegal. I don't need to say that I didn't send Sam in there because I need to protect myself. I'm saying it because it's the truth. But it doesn't matter because you saw Kavanaugh hearings where they took over, blocked the halls, threw things, chased Congress people onto elevators, blocked the elevators, did all that stuff, and nothing happened to those people. But when a couple hundred people go in behind a few dozen morons that were violent and who did do wrong, they don't all deserve to then be indicted when the police officers wave Sam Motea in. And so we're trying to figure this out and get Sam a lawyer. We're trying to figure out if he wants the lawyer we get for him. We haven't been able to talk to him since last night. I'm talking to his dad, and we're definitely going to try to get him out of jail because they'll hold him for months and months and months until trial. They have it listed here. The federal marshals are asking for a hold on him to keep him in jail. Sam is about as harmless as a grasshopper. I like Sam. He's a very nice person, very funny. He always is in a good mood. I mean, I'm not in a good mood most of the time, so I'm like always, God, this guy's in a jolly mood. He's like Santa Claus or something. His dad's a great guy, and his family's great, except for one person in his family that is in the affidavit, and we know who that is. That like reported it, like I caught him. I've got proof he was in the Capitol. He shot it. He uploaded it. It was international news. There's like all these other articles about Jones has been caught. The leaked video. It's always the same lies. Oh, leaked video that he hates Trump. No edited video in a TV interview that if I was an immoral person that didn't care about anybody but myself, I would hate Trump because he's made my life a living hell. And I'd be F Trump, but instead I'm glad to be persecuted for supporting Trump because he did a lot of good. But they edited it because they're liars, ladies and gentlemen. And Sam tells people, don't be mean to the cops. Sam says things like, you know, these cops are scared. And he got really, really dramatic footage. And so we left it up because he was operating as a journalist. So they're going to try to say, well, he's not a journalist when he's making political comments. Well, everybody can wear two or three hats. You can be out playing golf and then say something to the news cameras about your view on apartheid, you know, 30 years ago. You can be at a Star Wars premiere and say something about animal rights if you want. It's two different hats. He's there. He didn't assault anybody. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't aid anybody breaking in. He came in later when the doors were open. And they say in here he's being charged with disrupting Congress because he raised his voice. And, I mean, you talk about timidly raising your voice. He's about 1/120th as loud as I was yelling at Sundar Pichai. And, yes, I do sound like a drill sergeant when I want to. And, I did. I'm genuinely mad at him. I was waiting for him to come. And now I notice they always do this remote stuff. Even before COVID, they do the hearings remotely. And, you know, here comes Sundar right by me. And I'm like, Sundar, you're helping run death camps in China. It's true. He deserves to be yelled at. Disrupting would be blocking him, blocking the door, shutting down the hearing. I don't believe you should do that. But particularly I got angry also because in the hearings they'd been talking about me. They did talk about me in that hearing. I was in there for 5 angry hours, and they said my name at least 6-7 times. And they had Congress people pointing me out in the back row with Roger Stone going, there's the Russians. There's the spies right there. I'm not a Russian spy, you trash! And you know it. You're the globalist butcher in this country. So again, what I did was 10 times more aggressive than Sam. And if he is indicted, I deserve to be indicted for what happened. See, that's how I operate. Because the whole law is a fraud. The whole application of it's a fraud. It's garbage. And guess what? Owen simply stood up at the beginning of a hearing. Cue that up, please. And all he did was say, this impeachment is a fraud. It's a scam. It was a fraud. They did another impeachment. He then got arrested later, a few weeks later, for just being in the rotunda with a piece of tape over his mouth. And they put him in jail for a couple days. He said literally cockroaches all over him, feeding on his skin. And they're still trying to put him in prison for up to 2 years, I guess is the statute, for what he did right here. So let's cue up to the beginning. And this is Owen Schroyer over a year and a half ago during the first impeachment.
We will hear 30-minute opening arguments from counsels for the majority and the minority.
Jerry Nadler and the Democrat Party are committing treason against this country. And you can kick me out, but he's the one committing crimes. You are, Jerry Nadler. You're the one committing treason. America's done with this. America's sick of the treason committed by the Democrat Party. We're not going to sit here and watch you running in
the committee room.
So that full video is at BAM.video. But that's just an example of what's really going on. Now, if you watch the press conferences with Trump, they were almost that mad at Trump at the press conferences. And Code Pink does stuff even more intense than that and refuses to leave and throws fake blood around. And I don't think they should be arrested, but maybe given a ticket. But here's Owen Schroyer, another video for TV viewers, where he puts a piece of tape over his mouth. And watch what happens next here.
Take this sign out in the building today, that I would be arrested. Well, I'm planning on not even saying anything because I'm going to put this over my mouth as an illustration of the censorship that I'm enduring now in the real world, not just by big tech, but by the Democrats. And I was told I'd be arrested if I take this sign out and hold it. Well, the Remove Trump protesters had dozens of signs out here that they were holding. Are they going to arrest me for doing exactly what they did? Well, I guess we're going to find out.
He puts the tape over his lips, quietly in the rotunda entrance where all the school kids are at, under a statue, and just stands there with no one even around him for 20 feet, 30 feet. And they come and they arrest him. This goes on for like 10 minutes. You guys might fast forward to the end. And they come and tell him you're not allowed to have that sign. So that they say, put your sign down, we won't arrest you. Oh, but the left can all have their signs. They can all burn whatever they want. They can attack whatever they want. They can attack police stations and burn them again last night. They can shoot cops. That's all wonderful. The police will kneel to Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Hell, they'll lay on their bellies. But when we come with a sign, they arrest Owen Schroyer and make us spend tens of thousands of dollars getting that charge dropped. But they're not dropping the other one, saying because of January 6th, they were going to drop it. They said, now we're looking at it as terrorism. He's told that. I pay for his lawyer. I talked to his lawyer last night. Owen's down on the border showing thousands of people a day, including young children and babies, being handed off to men and women who were not their parents. And they tell our undercover people, we're being taken to nice men that signed up who want us. They're just being given to anybody who wants to take them. And the federal government's offering 4 months leave to anybody that takes these people. And they're from ages one, with no background, a lot of them kidnapped, up to age 17. It's mass crime out in the open, setting the precedent, no background checks. But don't worry, they had 30 FBI agents to raid Sam yesterday, our InfoWars reporter, and to take him to jail. And they were screamed at him and cussed at him, they said, and were really mean to him. He said that he was just blown away by how hateful they were, because you're an American. You're the enemy, Sam. You will be destroyed.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC, They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Everything, because they're setting the precedent that your speech and your protest is basically illegal, and that's what Democrats are calling for. They don't want to just ban you in cyberspace. They want to ban you existing. He'll be popping in bottom of the next hour, but I really need to get to the, when I say incredible, this is beyond incredible information dealing with the Great Awakening that is taking place. If you go to the main feed of the show today, if we can put that on screen, I sum it up, and it's absolutely true. Wednesday Live. Polls show America is completely turning against Joe Biden. Election theft has only accelerated the Great Awakening. And I don't just believe one poll or another, and I know how to go into the methodology of the polls and look at them, and I've been looking at them, but also look at what's happening on the street. But look at this Rasmussen poll. 51% of Americans across the board of voters, non-voters, Republicans, Democrats, believe Joe Biden stole the election. 74% of Republicans say it's likely there was cheating against Republicans and 30% of Democrats. I mean, these are just whopping numbers. Because when you remember that they oversample on these polls, Democrats, than they admit in this poll they did as well, it's just considered like a fact there's more Democrats than Republicans when it's actually the opposite. This is so huge. And then I've got a whole other stack of news showing that Biden is being completely rejected, and so is Kamala Harris. Yeah, what were they thinking? Kamala got less than half a point with general voters and less than a quarter point, that's dead last, out of the 15 Democrats in the field during the primaries. I mean, half a point is not a pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't even exist. Because if you've got 15 people and you're asking people in a poll who they're for, a lot of folks don't even know the names. They'll just randomly pick one. You've got a better chance of being 2 or 3% out of 15. Even if people don't even know who the names are, they just randomly throw a dart and it hits your name. When you're at half a point, man, you are hated. She's loathsome. I can't look at her because she looks so damn fake. And the cackling and the fakeness and the weirdness, everybody knows. Phony. You smell it, you see it, you feel it. And then Joe Biden used to have a little bit of charisma, but you can still tell he was a liar. He had like a little bit of used car salesman charisma. Now, he's like the Crypt Keeper. So what are they going to do as everything falls apart? Okay, you successfully stole the election. Now everybody knows you did it. And that's what Robert Barnes always talked about, was the 1830 election. And the election previous to that, when they stole it from Andrew Jackson, and everybody knew they stole it, so he won by an even bigger landslide the next time. Very, very important. So next hour, we're going to be looking into that poll and this whole stack of the wheels coming off the Democratic Party that I've got right here. And if we can just deal with the blue blood Republicans and not let them control the party, we're going to be able to defeat these people. And then separately, I mixed it into my stacks, and I can't find it because I was about to hit it. Will you guys get me the new John Hopkins cyber collapse document that Jamie White wrote? I've got the document, but I can't find. Oh, it's on the bottom. I did find it. Huh. Cyber Polygon 2021, globalist run simulation of coming cyber pandemic, prepare for economic reset. This is the blueprint. I told you, John Hopkins is like the main horse in the fight down against this. All the globalists do their tests, their drills, they agree at committee what they're going to do, and it's given to these academics and business people and top scientists and in the top of their fields, academia, banking, computer science, weapons, psychology. Then they launch the attack. I'm going to be hitting that as well. I've got to hit that because it shows how they first wanted to lock us down with a virus, but they're really going to lock us down by taking everybody's bank accounts and changing the currencies and trying to make us all go on a digital system where they give you free money on your phone every month, but just enough to live, but you've got to capitulate to all of the agreements they want you to sign. And that's in all the Great Reset documents. But now they're preparing to go operational with it. So you have to sign an agreement that you're bad and that your future earnings will go into this pool. And so during the long depression, they get everybody to sign on to it, but then after that, they own you as indentured servants, but they claim that that's freedom. So every time they claim something's freedom, you know it's slavery. They call something slavery, you know it's freedom. It's 9 times out of 10, just reverse whatever they're saying, because they've already inverted it, and it'll be back the way it's supposed to be. So we've got that incredible news and information coming up. But the first thing I want to hit when we come back is the end of Fauci and how beautiful this is, and how despite all the propaganda and all their big tech censorship and all the king's horses and all the king's men, Fauci's really the head operator in this part of the operation. He's the guy that does the talking points, the PR. He ran the Wuhan lab. He ran the operation. He ran the weaponization. And now it's mainstream news that he did. Look at this headline. Overhead shot, please. Is Dr. Fauci the father of the pandemic? The Washington Times. Daily Caller. Newsweek. How the free world died of COVID-19. Well, if we wake up to it, we don't have to die. It can be our political and cultural and spiritual resurrection. And Rand Paul has called him a tyrant and now calling him a fearmonger who should be voluntarily taken off TV. So that is all coming up at the start of the next hour. Let me spend a few minutes here talking about something very exciting that we're doing. And that's Operation Endgame, my seminal film 14 years ago. It's evergreen. It's more important now than when I made it because 90% of it's come true exactly as I said it would because I'm going off the enemy's own documents. Club of Rome, CFR, Bilderberg Group, Rockefeller Foundation. It's all here. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. With the extras and everything else, it's like almost 4 hours of footage. We're selling it for $3.95 when you buy in bulk. You buy one, it's $14.95. You buy two, they're $9.95. It just goes down from there. But here's the good news. Every DVD has a zero country code, whether you're in Russia, whether you're in China, whether you're in Mexico, whether you are in Canada. It doesn't matter where you are. You can make copies. So get a DVD burner and tell folks, hey, you got a DVD player? Here's the forbidden truth you're not supposed to know. Here's what's been banned by Amazon and Google and all of it. Here's what they don't want you to know. Get it and make copies of it and then give the nice color copy, you know, with the color cover and everything, to your library once you're done making copies of it. Or if you want to get all your Christmas shopping done, you know, 6 months early or whatever, you can just simply buy these in bulk and then give them as gifts now and say, here's your Christmas present earlier. I mean, this is the gift of knowledge. This should be shown to your local Rotary clubs. People are ready for this now. Operation Endgame. And we ordered 20,000 of these. I'm very excited to say we've already sold out of a third of them. And so it's great. People get them, and then it funds the operation. We get a few bucks each DVD to fund ourselves. And then finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's very hard for us to get because it's got all the vitamins, all the minerals from good, healthy, organic sources with key amino acids. And so it's these big, complex products that with the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain breakdowns around the world that you read about everywhere, this is one of the products that's hard to get. So we've been getting limited shipments of these, or we'd always have it in, because people really want a good multivitamin mineral that is liquid so you have a better absorption. And this is amongst the very best formulas out there, and it funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. It's 40% off despite the fact it's scheduled at current sales rates to sell out by Sunday. And that's just when we have the sale ending. 40% off. You can get it for 50% off when you get it with vitamin D3, winter sun with vitamin K. That is the most important thing to have. It's totally essential. Take it under the tongue so you absorb it more. A lot of folks don't absorb vitamin D3 in the gut properly. And so it's a great way to protect yourself for adults, for children. It's totally safe. It's essential. Both of those together, 50% off. There's no reviews on the combo because it's a new combo. You can individually read about Winter Sun and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. They've got like 98-99% review rates, tens of thousands of reviews. These are both our number one, number two best-selling product now. People have really figured out how vital this is. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, lung cleanse, a bunch of essential oils. Take a few shots in the mouth, throat, soothes your bronchioles and your esophagus and the rest of it. It's really amazing. It's going to sell out. We're selling it for 50% off despite that. Lung cleanse at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two with the vaunted, dreaded, hated by tyrants everywhere, InfoWars transmission, and Paul Joseph Watson's hosting the fourth hour. Stay with us, my friends. This is InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021.